I'm having a hard time with this. You know, everybody says, okay, it's good that we've got a budget, but this budget, you know, a step in the right direction. I'm, you know, when you look at it as a spectrum of responses, I see kind of responses just really all over the place. I don't know whether the residents of Illinois as a whole should be happy about this $38.5 billion budget, because so many people say, look, we only put $1 billion on getting rid of some of the old bills. Old bills are about $7.5 billion. I mean, where do you fall in this spectrum?
Right. Look, Tom, no one's saying the budget is perfect, but it is a bipartisan compromise, and that's why people should look at this in a very positive way. From my standpoint, the best takeaway on this budget is what's been allotted for education. You know, Bruce Rauner's always been known as the education governor, and that's the reason why I jumped on board as his lieutenant governor. I'm a girl that only knew Spanish and failed the first grade, and it was an educational opportunity that saved my life. Now, with this budget, if you take a look at education, there are $25 million in new money for higher education. I know you folks have the university over there, and that's significant for the people of Carbondale. We also added $50 million for AIM High Merit-Based Scholarship Program. That's to encourage our brightest and best high school graduates to attend universities here in Illinois. You and I both know that the brain drain is a big problem. A lot of kids opt to go to universities out of state, and we never see them again. And then we also fund a new four-year MAP grant program. In times past, these kids had to reapply on an annual basis. So lots of wonderful things. Also, you know, record funding with education K through 12, $350 million in new monies for fiscal year 2019, as well as $50 million for early childhood education. So I take away something very positive. Now, is it perfect? Will it need work and oversight? Absolutely. Some things are missing, and that's why when Bruce Rauner and I win, come this November, we're going to continue to attack the problem.
You know, it's interesting because when I listen to you talk, what I hear is a remediation of the fear of the unknown.
Fear of the unknown, and that's a big fear. That's a big fear. And that's why I've also called you today to talk to you about J.B. Pritzker, because people should fear him. As you know, those videos have come out. One called hilarious during the wiretappings of Rod Blagojevich, where, you know, Rod Blagojevich and J.B. Pritzker are picking fun at, you know, playing with this open Senate seat that Obama once had and putting Reverend right there. And they were laughing and saying awful things about America. And this should give everyone concern, because this should not be the person leading the state of Illinois.
You know, it's interesting because I was sitting at the table with some friends not more than a couple of days ago, and one of them talks about, you know, President Rauner being named as the worst governor in the state and by the National Review. And one of the people at the table said, did they count the ones in jail?
Correct. Clearly not. Clearly not. You know, Governor Bruce Rauner and I, 4 years ago, we were the new kids on the block, and he's been the only one to be brave enough to stand up to Mike Madigan, not roll over and let him get away. Mike Madigan's been around, oh my gosh, I think he was sworn in when I was all but 3 months old. And now we're taking a look at all of these sexual harassment allegations that have all occurred under his administration. So another reason to just do away with Mike Madigan, do away with J.B. Pritzker. What Governor Rauner is doing for the state of Illinois are good things. And we should take a look at this budget, take a look at it for something positive, and take a look at this man as a man with vision to get us out of our problems.
All right, let's talk about the president's idea to commute Rod Blagojevich's sentence. His lawyer last Thursday submitted the paperwork to facilitate that. We know that Congressman Bost and Shimkus have written a letter. Matter of fact, got an excerpt this morning saying served in the committee to impeach Blagojevich, and I believe that he received the sentence he deserved. That's Congressman Mike Bost, of course, the former state representative. I wonder about the outcome of this and what it says. If you say, look, you know, I got this thing and it's golden. And that we suddenly say, yeah, everybody does it.
Right, right. And that's pathetic to, you know, give Rod Blagojevich a pass under this belief that everybody does it. Clearly he is in jail, not because everybody does it, but because he broke the law and he got caught. And that's why it's so important to take a look at these tapes, these recordings, where J.D. Pritzker is part of the problem, too. Simply put, you know, the president really should not give Rod Blagojevich a pass. I know federal court judge Nagel, and I know that Rod has exhausted every single one of his legal remedies. Therefore, he is exactly where he should be, which is jail.
When we talk about moving forward over the next year, you know, when it comes up this election, there is a very clear choice. It's very, very clear. I mean, it's a chasm. But you know what most people reach out to me about, and they say, well, if the job pays, you know, what it does to the governor of the state of Illinois, why would somebody spend, you know, we're talking about the possibility between the two candidates somewhere around $300 million. Why would anybody spend $300 million to be governor of a state that is $7.5 billion back in bills and is one of the worst financially managed states and has the worst credit rating of any state and has the highest number of people leaving than any state? Why would you spend that kind of money to be governor?
Right. Well, Bruce Rauner initially ran to become governor because he believes in this wonderful state. He has six children in the state, and he believes that families should be able to stay here and not be taxed out of the state of Illinois. And you're very, very right, Tom. The separation between Bruce Rauner and J.B. Pritzker, they're miles apart. J.B. Pritzker wants this position for all the wrong reasons. As J.B. Pritzker wanted positions that he was discussing with Rod Blagojevich in those FBI tapes. He's the wrong guy for the job because he does not come at this job with a servant's heart. Bruce Rauner doesn't even collect pay for what he does. He does this all for free.
Evelyn Sanguinetti, Lieutenant Governor. Well, there's going to be a lot said. I noticed that things are starting to ramp up. I expected that after Memorial Day. You ready?
Right. Listen, I'm an inner city girl, and I've never been afraid of a fight, so bring it on.